8:25 on this Thursday, September 20th. Let's send it back to the Ponderosa Steakhouse in Portland. And a man that, well, his coffee cup is never dry. John Boggs.
And you're right, it's not. You know, Jeff, while we're off the air, I made Tara promise me next time they get a ferret, she's going to put your name on it and give you a call.
Good luck.
Not a parrot, a ferret.
A ferret. Yeah, I got
the
you.
The furry ones.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Tara, let's talk a little more. Let's make sure our listeners know everything about Bark in the Park, when, where, who, what, when, why, and everything.
Saturday, September 22nd. It's going to be 11 to 4 at the Farmers Building at the Jay County Fairgrounds.
And that's rain or shine.
Rain or shine, yes.
Okay. And a couple of the things that we did mention, you're going to have DJ there?
Yes. Mitch Harder's nice enough to provide us with DJ service.
And also a silent auction.
Yes, we're going to have a silent auction of donated items, so come out ready to bid.
And you will... You, someone twists your arm, you'll take some money, take some donations.
Oh, certainly. Okay. Certainly.
Okay. And the other thing that's a lot of fun is having your picture taken with your pet.
Right. We do have a professional photographer from Fort Wayne. She's coming down, and she will take either pet photographs or pet owner photographs. She might even take just owner photographs if you really twist her arm. It's going to be just a $5 sitting fee, and then if you want prints, it's just a small charge to cover the cost of printing and mailing.
Excellent, excellent. Again, that's this Saturday, 11 to 4, at the Farmers Building at the Jay County Fairgrounds.
Correct.
Everybody show up, bring your pet, and there's going to be some good food, too.
Yes. Chuck Wagon's coming and providing us food.
Excellent. Tara, I appreciate you being on the air. As always, we wish you the best and hope everything goes well with Bark in the Park. And if I can get my dog in the car, we'll be out there to get our nails trimmed.
Thanks for having me, and I hope you come.
All righty. Back to you, Jeff.
Are you sure?
Well, I think.
I was just thinking, you said, if I can get my dog in the car, you know, I could really go somewhere with that.
You know... I had two dogs, and like you said, I lost one last year. The one I lost, if I would go to the door and pick up her leash, she would be there before I got there.
Yeah.
And the one that I still have, if I pick up her leash, she buries her head.
All we have to do with our dogs is say, you want to go bye-bye, you want to go somewhere? And it's like, boom, they're ready to go out the door.
I know. And once you get that started, you know, every time you head to the door, they want to go with you.
That's right. And if they don't, then they kind of show you when you come back why you didn't take them.
Yeah.
And that's not good either.
I have big dogs now, but when I lived in Indianapolis, I had miniature poodles that used to go with me everywhere, and I have one that... would jump in the car and get up behind my neck. And it was, in the wintertime, it was really nice because she kept my neck warm. But every time I got in the car, she tried to get in the car. And when I got bigger dogs, I started that habit. But I learned very quickly, you don't want a big dog on your lap in the car.
No, not good.
So I don't allow my lab in the front seat.
Yeah.
So.
But your wife does allow you in the front seat. Okay, we'll leave it at that.
You know, we had to talk a long time for you to get that opening.
I know. You just kind of left it open for me.
Yeah. Hey, when we come back, we're gonna have Ken Brunswick. We're going to talk about the benefit concert this weekend by recording artist Buddy Green. So that's going to really be interesting.
All right, we'll have that coming up.
All righty.